lot of employees like to classify themselves as irreplaceable. I can do everything and this is my job. But that could be very detrimental. I mean, it could be a trap. Why is it a trap?
I have a quote that I use with lots of people.
Okay.
You're irreplaceable. You're unpromotable. Okay. If I can't replace you, then I can't give you more challenging opportunities. I can't help you learn and grow. Mm-hmm. I can't help you be the best Mike Lawson you want to be because you're irreplaceable. How am I ever going to put somebody in your place? If I remove you because you're irreplaceable,
right.
Guess what?
Right.
Whatever you're doing falls away. It's going to be awful, mm-hmm. obviously, because you're irreplaceable. And when you can communicate that to staff and get them to kind of smile at you, when they really recognize that, well, yeah, maybe being irreplaceable isn't such a good
it's job security, but it's not a good thing to further your career and bring somebody else up. Kind of, it sounds like it kind of shoehorns you into a little corner there.
Yeah, I was very fortunate to work for some really great leaders that were able to share that concept with me when I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of made it my own because at the end of the day, I wanted my boss to give me something new and challenging. Not that I didn't want to continue to be a great lender or a great branch manager or a great operations supervisor or every other title that you might see on my resume. But the deal was that if I was being given additional responsibilities, additional opportunities, I knew that in the future, that would pay huge dividends.
Yep.
Yeah. When you have employees that say, you know, I'm really good. I'm good. Yes, you are good at this. In fact, you're very good at this. But what I need from you is to think about what do you want to be doing 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
And that needs to be instilled, Mike, early in the culture of an organization.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Yeah.
Real early. Because, you know, as we get older, we sometimes tend to be resistant to change.
True. Okay? Very true.
That's just human nature.
Yep.
Now, my staff, before I retired, said, Larry, you've never seen a change you didn't like. And I said, that's probably true. But to me, change is inevitable. Change is the only constant within an organization. Mm-hmm. If somebody could come back from running a credit union 75 years ago and see what credit unions have evolved into, what they've changed, mm-hmm. or morphed into,
mm-hmm.
there is no way that a leader 75 years ago running a credit union for a single seg group could have ever imagined anything, and I'm going to give them a great plug, like a Navy Federal. That was not even on the radar screen, less alone all of the other credit unions with multi-segs going across state lines and serving literally hundreds of thousands of members, not 250 at a plant.
Yeah.
And so this idea of making sure that your people understand that being irreplaceable is not the most desired solution. What you want them to do is think about what can I do in the future that makes me more valuable.
Right.
Not more irreplaceable, but more valuable to the organization.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The fact that I can do multiple things or I know a little bit about everything,
mm-hmm.
that's way more valuable
than
someone that just says, you know what, I'm really, really a good lender. I was a really good lender. I mean, I worked for a great man at San Antonio Credit Union as a chief lending officer. I loved my job. But an opportunity came to be the president and CEO, and if I hadn't had his mentorship and his willingness to allow me to participate in different things, I mean, here, I'm running the lending division, and he says, Larry, I need you to head up the project team for shared branching. I couldn't spell shared branching. Okay, but yet I did it.
Yeah.
Now I got a whole different exposure to what was involved within an organization,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
with regards to what that meant,
mm-hmm.
and challenges in retail. Here, I was just a dumb lender. And so giving people opportunities to learn and grow and making sure that they're giving their people opportunities to learn and grow,
mm-hmm.
makes the organization more vibrant, makes the organization more readily available to take advantage of the changes when they present themselves.
Yeah.